When a businessman intends to import, he makes inquiries. An inquiry is sent or received to seek a supply of products, service or information. In order to obtain the needed information, the inquirer should state simply, clearly and concisely what he wants. General information, a catalogue or price list, a sample, a quotation, etc. Inquiries should be specific and provide the necessary details. To enable the receiver to answer the questions completely, inquiries mean potential business, so the reply to an inquiry should be prompt and courteous and cover all the information asked for. No matter whether the inquiry is from a regular customer or a new one, you should express how much you appreciate it and expect a lasting and friendly business relationship. Useful expressions about inquiry and reply. Opening sentence. With many thanks for your inquiry of May the 5th, 1987. We are very glad to send you separately the samples of man-made leather bags together with the price list. Would you please quote us the price of a gross of your 71 by 84 reversible wool blankets? 15% wool and 85% cotton, bound with rayon satin? In reply to your letter of April the 2nd, we are sending you our latest catalogue and the price list. As requested, we send you a list of articles required with our prices added. Regarding your telegram of July the 7th, we find it impossible to accept the conditions you set down. In accordance with, according to, your request of July the 5th. We are pleased to hand you our varied samples of plastic toys with the latest price list. Will you please send me a copy of your illustrated catalogue of TV sets, together with copies of any descriptive pamphlets that I could pass to prospective customers. I was very pleased to receive your request of 19th of November for waterproof copes on approval. I have pleasure in enclosing the catalogue of word processors, which you requested in your letter of the 4th of May. It is reported that the new regulations concerning import and export will be put into operation at your end as of the 6th of July 1998, and the import and export tariffs will be revised as well. I take the liberty of introducing to you my firm as an export merchant. Middle part. The articles we require should be durable. We have sent the samples to you by air, specially selected for the purpose you mentioned. But regret we have no pattern card we can send you. If you can assure us of workable prices, excellent quality and prompt delivery, we shall be able to deal in these goods on a substantial scale. We would like to attend your showrooms to see a demonstration and decide which machine would be best for office use. Closing sentence. We need a sample of a copy machine suitable for copying colour pictures and printed messages. We have both these models in stock and should be glad to show them to you, if you would care to call at our showroom. We hope that you will let us have your order before further rises in cost make price increases unavoidable. We hope this will be a good start for profitable business relations, and assure you that your offer will certainly receive our careful consideration. Since our stocks have been rather low for the past few months, and the demands are very brisk right now, we urge you to make a decision as early as possible. It would be helpful if you could send us samples showing your range of carpets, together with a pattern card of the design. Appreciation of selected business letters. Words and expressions. Clientele. Coconut baby oil. Intermediary. Linoleum products. Ceramic item. Toiletry. Detergent. Enamel. Varnish. Cotton raw. paste, castor oil, firefighting equipment, mutual benefit. Dear Sirs, Sub, Business Corporation. We have been advised by our embassy in Beijing that you are a major import and export corporation in China. For your information, we are a registered merchant exporters-importers based here in Bombay, India. We are also providing services to various domestic trading and marketing establishments in our capacity as representatives. We also import a variety of items for and as per the requirements of our clientele in India. Our export lists include rice, coconut baby oil, textiles and makeups, t-shirts, leather goods, dyes and intermediaries, handicraft items, wooden, metal and leather, plastic and linoleum products, carpets, both hand and mill-made, glass, glassware, ceramic items, marble and granite, cosmetics and toiletries, including spray, dried, detergent, powder, paints, enamels, varnishes, cotton, raw, waste, castor oil, mica, firefighting equipment and accessories, greeting cards, etc. Now we come to you to explore the possibility of cooperation between ourselves and your esteemed corporation, insofar as the items we are handling are concerned. So as to enable us to proceed further in this direction, we should be grateful if you could kindly let us have a detailed list of the items you are exporting or importing together with the catalogues and other technical data of the products concerned. We hope we will be able to build a fruitful cooperation to our mutual benefit. Looking forward to hearing from you with these details soon. We remain. Yours faithfully. Dear Mrs. Rawson, further to your inquiry, I have pleasure in enclosing details of our latest fax machines. All the models illustrated can be supplied from stock at competitive prices. Shown on the price list inside the catalogue, may I suggest a visit to our showrooms? It would then be possible to demonstrate the various machines and at the same time show you our wide range of office equipment. Yours sincerely.